With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Authorities are scouring hundreds of acres of family-owned property, sending dive teams to the bottom of a river, and scrutinizing a possible suicide note in the second day of their intense search for an Army reservist accused of a mass shooting in Maine. Maine's Public Safety Commissioner Michael Soustchuk urges the community to be patient as investigators carefully review and catalog potential evidence at the two shooting scenes.
We're going to be processing every square inch of these facilities. Not only do you have the victims in question, but every one of those rounds that got fired need to be investigated. Every one of those cartridges that lays on the ground needs to be collected. The vehicles that are in those parking lots, everything that we do around this, we need to be careful.
That audio courtesy WCVB-TV. President Biden has met with China's top diplomat in Washington. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The latest Gallup poll shows the president's job approval rating among Democrats dropping 11 percentage points in just the last month. 75% of Democrats now approve of Joe Biden's performance. That's the worst reading of his presidency from his own party. He's also lost ground among independents. Overall, the president's approval rating is at his personal low in the Gallup research at 37%. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Israel military says its ground forces will expand their activities in Gaza. The announcement on Friday night came hours after Israel's defense minister said the country expects to launch a long and difficult ground invasion of the Hamas-ruled territory. Shortly before, communication services in the territory were also cut. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 366 points. The Nasdaq, however, rose 47. The S&P 500 index down by 19. This is SRN News. Another transgender lawsuit.
But this one is different. A young woman from Rhode Island is suing the doctors who gave her puberty-blocking hormones during her teen years so she could live as a boy. The Daily Wire quotes Isabel Ayala, who's now 20, as saying the doctors lied about the impact those drugs would have on her. She eventually quit the hormones cold turkey and abandoned the transgender lifestyle, but still lives with the physical and mental side effects of the treatment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The total number of abortions in the U.S. rose slightly in the 12 months after the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade. However, the abortion numbers fell to nearly zero in states with bans on the procedure, while the numbers surged in states that have removed restrictions. The states with big increases include Illinois, California, and New Mexico, where the government is controlled by Democrats. Meanwhile, pro-life measures in numerous states have triggered lawsuits. This is SRN News. Congress gets low marks in the latest Gallup survey. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The poll shows Congress with approval of just 13%. That's the lowest since 2017. Gallup notes approval was down from respondents of both parties. Democrats offering just 10% approval, less than half what they did last month. Republicans giving Congress a 9% approval rating. Overall approval is 8 points lower than it was a year ago. Bob Agnew reporting.
An inflation gauge that is closely monitored by the Federal Reserve showed price increases remain elevated in September amid brisk consumer spending and strong economic growth. Prices rose 0.4% from August to September, the same as the previous month, and compared with 12 months earlier, inflation was unchanged at 3.4%. Taken as a whole, the figures the government issued show a still surprisingly resilient consumer. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.